Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we celebrate our Independence Day and all that living in the United States of America provides to us.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in these United States of America. And Lord, we thank you for the rich heritage that our forefathers, with your guidance and direction, have created. And we thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy. The freedom to worship you as we please. The freedom to speak the truth as you have given it to us in your word. We praise you, God, for what you have done through your people. Father, please continue to direct our country as only you can do. And God, bring a revival to the land.
Of the Lord, he is trampling. the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have gilded him an altar.
Listening to A Call to Worship.
Yeah. truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free.
Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our Father's we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee to as love goes high, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
We will be true.
In the last days proclaimed by the prophet Joel, God's gonna pour his spirit upon all men.
The old men drink, the young shall see, every man will be made free. There's gonna be a revival in the land, in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land, in the land. From the north, south, east, and west, there's gonna be a revival in the land, in the land.
Whosoever will that of Jesus, whosoever will that cometh shall be saved.
The deaf shall hear, the dumb shall talk, the lame will pick up their beds and walk. There's gonna be a revival in the land, in the land. There's gonna be a revival in the land.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of Call to Worship. As we celebrate what God has blessed us with here in these United States of America, I want to sincerely thank those of you who have written to us or sent a message to us from our website or may have stopped by our Facebook page and left a message. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you feel led. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website is designed to allow you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you are able to listen to this program, as well as past programs, right there on our website. And you're also able to get a list of songs that you have heard on today's program as well. That website address is calltoworship.us. Thank you again for listening today to this special edition of Call to Worship, as we thank God for the freedoms that we enjoy and for His blessings on this land, and as we pray together that God will heal our land. Thank you.
Hear the words of Thomas Jefferson. I shall not die without a hope that light and liberty are on steady advance. This country remains to preserve and restore light and liberty. The flames kindled on the 4th of July, 1776, have spread over too much of the globe to be extinguished. Yes, the God who gave us life gave us both light and liberty at the same time. The hand of force may attempt to destroy, but cannot disjoin them. That light is the life of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and that liberty is His Holy Spirit, of whom it is written, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Grant, O Lord, that the eternal light of Your Son, Jesus Christ, may shine on this nation, and grant that Your Holy Spirit would touch the lives of her anointed leaders. O Father, let Your eternal freedom ring!
Oh,
United States of America, our nation, was founded on Christian principles. And just as the Apostle Paul was a citizen of the Roman Empire and used his rights of citizenship in advancing the gospel, so we, as American citizens, should attempt to do the same in our lives as a Christian. Thomas Jefferson was quoted as saying, "I am a real Christian," that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus. The founding document of the United States of America, written principally by Thomas Jefferson, edited and signed by all members of the Second Continental Congress on July 4, 1776, is the Declaration of Independence. It sets forth the following, quote, "self-evident truths," as the legal foundation for what was then a new republic. And I quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers, their just powers, from the consent of the governed." Could it be that some of these very concepts came from the Apostle Paul in his letter to Timothy? Check out 2 Timothy chapter 2. "I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth." Patrick Henry said that it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. John Adams said in 1775, "We recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus." Benjamin Franklin's famous speech at the Constitutional Convention clearly describes his belief in a God who is active in this world. Speaking to George Washington, he stated, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We've been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and byword down to future ages." And George Washington, in 1789, while he was proclaiming a national day of prayer and thanksgiving, quote, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and to humbly implore His protection and favor." And as it comes to giving to Caesar, from Mark chapter 12, "Teacher," they said, "we know how honest you are. You are impartial and don't play favorites. You teach the way of God truthfully. Now tell us, is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or shouldn't we?" Jesus saw through their hypocrisy and said, "Why are you trying to trap me? Show me a Roman coin, and I'll tell you." When they handed it to him, he asked, "Whose picture and title are stamped on it?" "Caesar's," they reply. "Well then," Jesus said, "give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." From Romans 13, Paul said, "Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Well, then do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes, too, for these same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority. One of the liberties that we enjoy here in the United States is freedom. In Jeremiah 34, this message came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah made a covenant with the people proclaiming freedom for the slaves. He had ordered all the people to free their Hebrew slaves, both men and women. In 2 Corinthians 3, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom," or liberty. By God's grace, we still have much religious freedom, and we are instructed to pray for our nation's leaders. We have access to abundant life here in these United States, which was part of God's purpose in sending His Son to this earth. In John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." King James Version says it this way, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." Indeed, we do have that opportunity in these United States. Although our nation has the benefit of a Christian heritage, it has never been perfect. We need healing. The Lord appeared to Solomon, confirming that he had heard his prayers and was confirming the importance of the temple when he made the promise to them in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and restore their land." Lord, bring a revival to our land. May we, by your grace, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, boldly say, "In God we trust."
Father, in your mercy.
To worship today has focused on the blessings and freedoms that God has given us in these United States. I'm happy that you joined us today and pray that this program is a blessing to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calledtoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.